Prepare to be astonished.
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
Good evening and welcome back to an adventure in history. We're wrapping up the month of August. Making our way. It's almost time for school. Back to school. It's hard to believe, actually.
But at least we go back at a normal time.
That's true.
Because I have nieces in Florida that are teachers. Mm-hmm. Well, a niece in Florida, yeah. But when they were kids as well. They were back at school by August 15th.
Yes, but
that's crazy.
Someone who lived in Florida, this was the time to be inside. It's the worst time of the year.
It is, but it's still great. Well,
I'd rather.
Now you're going to get me on the whole subject whether people should live in Florida or not. Oh.
Well, I decided to leave.
You're going to make me pick on Florida when I was just going to pick on their school system for a while.
Yeah, it's true. Normal time after Labor Day.
Labor Day. That was always what I grew up with.
Yeah, me too.
So it seems strange.
What about you?
Nope, it was the week before because my birthday is Labor Day weekend, August 31st. So my senior year of high school, I was 16 the first week of my senior year. So in North Dakota, where I'm from, we start a week or 2 weeks before in August.
Ooh, we have some nuggets in that little sentence. And if you don't recognize the voice, it's Michelle Murray.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. We're glad you joined us. You're recovering still from regatta. It's been a couple weeks, but...
Yes, recovered.
Recovered.
Ready for next year.
Well, that's good.
Are you already ready for next year?
Oh, yeah. We already have a theme I think I might be able to talk about a little bit, but we are ready.
Are we breaking the big story? Are we the one that's going to break the theme for next year?
I always have little nuggets in my pocket. You never know.
Well, good. But first, a word of the day that I'm going to bring back. Snollygoster.
Ooh, I like this already. A noun and it's...
It's a noun.
Say it again.
Snollygoster.
Snollygoster.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess first, so you can appear a little smarter than I appear, which I do not appear smart at all. I am going to say that it's a noun, so it's a silly event.
Ooh, close. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give Michelle a hint. It's a person. Not a thing.
Okay.
Is it your crazy uncle?
Ooh, it could be somebody's crazy uncle. It's a dishonest, corrupt, or unprincipled person. And this is what I liked about it the most, because you're both going to laugh. Example, a politician.
That is
a snollygoster.
That's snollygoster. So, I'm not voting for that snollygoster.
So if my husband's listening, we are talking about you today on that radio show. As a snollygoster.
A snollygoster.
But he's not, though.
But he's so not that.
I know.
No.
Okay. So speaking of your husband.
Yes.
So it was many weeks ago now, but the Clatsop County turned 180.
It did.
And for some reason, they recruited me to host a birthday party that people could come and share some stories. And they made Mark as the chair of the county commission, my first victim.
Yep.
But I'm always nervous when I'm introducing names, and I do think perhaps there's a drinking game associated with this show for how often I mispronounce things.
Oh man, you didn't mispronounce our name, did you?
No. So I did, but
Mac.
I apologized ahead of time for anybody that was going to mispronounce the names, as I have to recognize elected and other dignitaries that were in the room. So I said I'm going to start with Mark Kujala right over there. And everybody laughed.
And then
I pronounced it correctly.
Yes. Carly would roll her eyes at you.
Would she?
Yes.
She's my biggest fan, though.
She is. She would still roll her eyes.
Oh, she would still think it was silly. Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
It got a cheap laugh.
Yeah. There you go. Well, good. What else we got? Because we got a lot to talk about.
And then speaking of, because we'd never debriefed about like regatta or anything.
Oh, right.
I was not here for regatta.
Oh, no.
I went up to Seattle and watched my beloved New York Mets get brutally it was horrible. They didn't score any runs.
Didn't even show up.
The Seattle Mariners just totally.
But you wore your hat.
I wore my hat one night.
Oh, one night.
Yeah.
And then you're like...
Because it was a Father's Day gift for my daughter.
Yes.
And she and I went one night, and then my wife and I went the other night. But I wore the hat the night my daughter and I.
Yeah, there you go. That's
but there, okay. There were a lot of New York Mets fans, and I was nodding at all of them, trying to be friendly.
Oh.
But the Friday night game, I was in the front row
nice.
Of right field, and I had warned my wife, if somebody hits a home run, we're like right here.
Oh, yeah.
And one ball, the top of the ninth inning came really close, so we were on TV.
Oh, how exciting.
It was me clapping as my wife hiding from the ball that might hit her.
Max celebrity appearance. Yeah, there we go. But the regatta was great. Oh. I mean, it was fantastic. The swim went swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Everyone arrived on the right side of the river, the Oregon side, the safe side. So, yeah, I was blown away by these athletes and how hard they worked and swam across that river. Early risers, early to the docks. And
yeah. Shout out to Grace Lehman because it was her first open water swim. And was she the first?
She was the first woman who crossed the river. And when I announced it, I looked at Chris. I'm like, is that your wife? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I had no idea.
She's amazing.
Nice.
She is. And so strong.
Yeah. So shout out to those girl swimmers out there. But it was Dr. Paul Silka who wanted to do this. And you did tell me as we were chatting before the show started, he apparently swims the river often.
Yes, daily, from what I understand. Like, he loves our river.
The river, yep. All the way across.
Yep. This is what he does. He loves it. And we think he's crazy and we support him to be safe. And yeah, that's, I think, one of the main reasons he stayed in Astoria for us at the hospital is the river.
Our beautiful river.
Well, yeah.
Like it's just such a crazy throwback.
It is. Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
And it took somebody from out of town to bring it back. Right.
It did. Yeah. We met 8 months ago to even first talk to him about this. And Mark was like, you need to talk to Michelle. She's the president this year. And we have been from the beginning, you know, when can we do it? How is this going to work? Who do we need to align ourselves with? And everybody and anybody needs to be in the know, and how many. And
I love it.
17 swimmers. We had 15 cross the river. Two had scratched before the river. So we had 15 total swim across the river.
See, when you say somebody from outside had to tell us, I've always kind of been amazed by how many locals have never been out on the river. Oh. It's a higher number than you would think.
Right.
If I'm like in a Rotary meeting or some other meeting and I ask that question. So yeah, considering how close we are to the river, I don't mean like getting into the water necessarily, just being even out.
Right.
On a boat.
On a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a boat and we go under the bridge, and it's my favorite thing to do is go under the bridge.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
It is.
It's a different perspective.
Well, and just the way our river is situated too, that you can get that sunrise, sunset. I mean, there's just that view is spectacular, right?
Stunning.
I mean,
stunning.
Yeah. Okay. We digress.
We do digress. That's what we do here.
It is.
Oh, but it's a wonderful thing to digress about is the water.
Shall I whip through the
whip
history?
Through that.
Because I think you and I are going to agree on the history highlight of the day.
Ooh, okay.
So these are things that happened August 26th, as always, bar bets or winning Jeopardy or maybe the crossword puzzle answers. We don't know.
Ooh, okay.
So 1346.
Wow.
I know, I don't go.
I like those.
Go. I know, it always catches you off guard. Battle of Crécy in northern France. Edward III's English longbows defeat Philip VI's army.
Okay.
And you're wondering why I have this one on my list?
Because they aren't like Philip the 12th. And,
yes.
Yes, okay.
Well, I was going to say Philip the VI, but the reason that I picked this one is cannons are used for the first time in battle.
Oh, okay.
1346. And I mean, all battle is horrible.
Right.
I would not want to be involved in any kind of battle. But I kind of like the idea of, hey, we've got our longbows. Hey, we got our whatevers. And then all of a sudden these cannons roll out.
Right.
And what was that like?
Pretty
shocking. Suddenly be like, what are these?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving along. 1682. English astronomer Edmund Halley first observes the comet named after him.
Halley's Comet. Oh, I love that.
That's amazing that Edmund Halley saw Halley's Comet. Or maybe he named it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting that backwards.
Hard.
1939, the first televised Major League Baseball game.
Oh, okay.
Reds versus Dodgers.
That's fun.
The Reds win.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, 1973, University of Texas at Arlington is the first accredited school to offer belly dancing.
I would never have guessed that would have been the school.
Texas. Yes.
In Texas.
Doesn't seem odd.
It seems very odd.
I kind of want a deeper dive. Like, why? How did Texas?
And how many students signed up?
How many?
Right? Where was the instructor from?
Right. Yeah.
It was
born in Texas?
Like, was it just somebody there that knew it? It was like, you know, can I please teach this class?
Yeah, pay me. Yeah,
some,
I love it.
Some physics professor. So, but our history highlight of the day, I think had the most impact on history on this day, August 26th, 1920, the 19th Amendment is adopted.
Yes. Well, good. Yes, we will
guaranteeing
agree on that.
Women the right to vote.
Love that. Yep.
1920. Okay. What else could it be?
It took us a while, but yes, that's a good one.
So did I miss anything?
You didn't.
And I figured that would be on your list.
I love the transition because we have a very strong and powerful woman in our midst today. Thank you, Michelle Murray, for joining us.
That should have an equal, if not more equal voice, and we should listen to.
She does. Yes. 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 Yes.
We are the king and queen of transitions here.
Yes. I love it.
Or not, but today we did not fail.
No, I'm very impressed.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Yeah. So excited.
You've been busy. I think you're always busy though, right?
I call it being rewired.
Yes. And you are, I love it because you live here and you live somewhere else.
We do. We have a home in Boise, Idaho also.
And you split your time between the two.
Yep. I try to spend as much time as I can here, but at least a week out of the month we go back.
So
I was about to say, so you spend at least the one extra day here over Idaho.
Yes, usually right. 1-3 ratio.
Excellent. We like that.
It's cooler.
So what brought you here? Or should we go back further? Where do you want to start, Mac?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to start with, who the heck are you?
Oh, yeah. Who am I?
Are you? Yeah, so yeah, where did you come from and how did you end up here?
Deep. I am, when we talk about August, I'm going to be 50 on August 31st.
Ooh,
so
we've got
50 years to cover. I hope we can do this.
Yeah.
Though I was born in a little town south of Fargo, North Dakota. So I am a sugar beet farmer's daughter. Drove my first sugar beet truck. Didn't have a driver's license. Drove in the fields. Yeah, raised on a ranch.
So I have to ask the ignorant question. Is North Dakota known for sugar beets?
Very much so. In the Red River Valley. Yeah, we do. We have black dirt, which looks like potting soil. And I come here and I'm like, what do I plant in this? Oh, what kind of trees grow? And do we have to water? I mean, mm-hmm. Is rain dance? I don't know.
Yeah. But sugar beets. Okay. And so how long did you stay there?
Until 18.
Okay.
Went to college and university at Crookston, University of Minnesota, and then came out to Boise with my ex-husband. He got a job at Micron.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what'd you go to college for? What did you think you were going to do with your life?
I was going to own a restaurant. And then I decided I liked nights and weekends and holidays. So, yeah.
So you switched gears.
So I switched gears, became a mom at 21. And just best, right?
Yes.
Wanted two girls. So I have two daughters, 27 and 25 right now, Madison and Allison. And then I do have a little cute grandbaby, Millie Lou. She's 4.
And she's adorable. She's friends with Kaya.
Yes, yes. Yes. Her and Kaya had dance parties in the middle of the street.
I was going to cut in with, well, her daughters are too old to be friends with your daughters. How did that happen?
Too young.
Yeah. So.
Yes. No, but it's just fun. You know, life takes you places. So I've been in Boise for 28 years. And then my husband and I, we used to vacation here because we own our own businesses and we could get away just far enough. If something went wrong, we could get back home.
And vacation here, how did you find Astoria? Why did you visit Clatsop County? What drew you here?
Well, the ocean. Yeah. Being a farmer's daughter with wheat fields and sugar beets, you dream about the ocean. I loved Goonies from the minute it came out.
Okay. Yep. Now it comes out.
Yep. A Goonie at heart. And just loved the whole area.
And when you vacationed here, was it truly Astoria or was it Seaside or Warrenton? Where did you go?
You know, we would go and rent a house usually in Manzanita.
Okay.
Manzanita and Rockaway.
So you drive through.
Yeah. And then when my husband was getting to be close to 40, we were like, let's find our house. And we started in Newport and drove all the way up the coast. And our home right now is on Delora Beach in the Kyle Lakes there. And I walked up and said I could live here. Nobody was living there. I looked in every window and called the real estate agent, Pam. And she's like, I live in the subdivision. I'll meet you at 4. And yeah, it was a resident sense.
Oh, I love that. So going from North Dakota to Boise to Oregon, how do you find your connection in these places?
Well, I tease someone that I just sit on the corner and say, we'll help fundraise. But great neighbors. I think the community. And two doors down was Amber. Mm-hmm. Amber Hill's parents live two doors down from us, and I got to meet her kind of through COVID. You get a little more into the social media then, and and she's like, I help with the hospital. Come help us. And I've always fundraised. I like to throw galas. I like to throw parties, and had a lot of experience in that in Boise. Wanted to do something here.
So they sucked you in.
They did.
Before they build a new hospital.
I don't think they could have kept me away, though, actually. I know, I, you know, the Diamond Derby was so much fun and just fun to get everyone together after COVID, mm-hmm. seeing that community come back together after we have missed each other for so long, that it just hook, line, and sinker. I'm here.
And in North Dakota, were there a lot of galas going on?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
So what did you do? What did you do growing up there? And then what sort of led you to this boisterous self of it that you are?
Well, oldest of eight. So okay. Kind of bossy anyway, organized. Growing up, though, I think it was more basketball stats, traveling with the team. You know, we rode the bus for 2 hours to get to school and, you know, ran track and just got involved with everything you could, because if you didn't, you didn't have it. So I think I had 18 in my senior class, nine boys, nine girls. Two of the boys were my cousins. So you get to this part of the world where you like have to almost outreach to other schools. That's where your boyfriends were from. You went to that prom and your prom. And yeah, it just kind of made you see if you didn't get involved, who would? You wouldn't have a school paper. I couldn't spell, and I was one of the editors. Back when we would tape it and then make copies on the copy machine, you know?
Right.
Computers. We didn't have any of that fun stuff.
And did you want to leave? Like, did you know that you wanted to leave there, or did you think you would come back?
No, always. Oh. Somewhere else. Some take me to the ocean. Really, it was more that. I wasn't a farm girl. It was a little too small for me. Even everybody that. Knew when you were driving home, what time you got home.
What about the rest of your family, though?
Yeah, they're all there. It's a great place to visit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's lovely, but, you know.
And they all stayed.
They all
stayed. All seven siblings.
And well, I have one sister in England, but everyone else is within 10 miles of the farm.
I was about to say, so you're the outlier, but England kind of
She jumped countries.
And still a family farm?
Still a family farm. And okay. I think that's it. Once you have land there, you stay and you protect that and you're part of that.
And is it as vast as I can imagine?
Oh, it's so
mountains around and
no nothing oh, our nothing. Miles and miles of nothing. We flew into South Dakota and drove up to the farm, and he is like, I have never gone 55 miles an hour and not gotten anywhere, because everything is the same. You follow in the movie Fargo, my favorite part is when they have that scene and he's looking left and right after he had buried something, and you're along the fence line. That's all it is. 4 hours. There's not a gas station at the next overpass or the exit. It is 2 hours of drive time on a very flat interstate.
People that didn't grow up in the Midwest or spend a ton of time, the historian in me always thinks that you can see a lot further than you're used to. And you can be on the flats of Oklahoma or Kansas or Dakotas, I assume, and you can see 50 miles clear as day. And I picture those wagon trains. Mm-hmm. Well, let's camp at the foot of that mountain tonight, and they're making 10 miles a day. And 5 days later, they're still not there yet.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the craziness that I find of the Midwest.
Yeah, I would watch thunder and lightning storms for hours because they would come towards you. You would see it coming. You could smell it in the air. And when you speak about the wagons, we actually had done the 100-year centennial and rode in wagons to open up the Yumkunks, the Heritage Center, as a kid, like 13, in bonnets. And it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, and hot, right?
No shock. So when I'm looking around at the wagon wheels, I'm getting a little bit of that, oh, man. Oh.
I would have stayed on the East Coast. I've been like, yeah, this trip's not for me.
Right.
I'll wait till the highway or an airplane gets invented, and then I'll go out. So you talk about you like fundraising. Is it the activity because you like a gala, or is it the cause? And how do you find the cause that you like?
I think it's a little of both. I like to have the fun in the fundraising part. So if we can have a party and we can have a good time and then still do good, I think that's the best win. And finding the fit, though, I mean, I would never be able to afford the ticket to go to the gala. So please put me at the front door. Let me help you. Let me help organize. Let me set up, tear down. And I think that's the magic. You know, standing by the river on Sunday morning of regatta, knowing they're coming this way, setting up the balloons and the thank you party and the congratulations, and then seeing that moment, and then, yep, loading it all back into your car and putting it in storage for next year. That's what I like. I like that beginning, ending, in the middle.
So what's next? What else? I mean, you talked about the organizations that you've been involved in. So Columbia Memorial Hospital, regatta.
Yep.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, they occur every year.
Holy.
I know. So in Boise, I do have some things that are close to my heart, too, is the Snake River Stampede. I sat on their board for 3 years with the rodeo. So when you talk about what I did growing up, you know, barrels and poles and horses. And I mean, that was part of growing up on the farm. But yeah, I mean, if we've got hospital to build. We got 2 more years to help do this. And then we got regatta every year. We just had 130 years.
So how fun.
Yeah.
So what do you, is there, are you going to give us a deep tease on what next year's theme could be?
Could be helping celebrate our liberty.
Celebrating. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. Yeah,
and then we got a little column, you know, the next year.
Next year.
So we want to align. And I think that's the most beautiful part of our regatta is we are a community festival, but we want everyone in the community to be helped. And that's why the beauty of the swim was we have a Sunday. We can have a closing ceremony. Let's include this history again. And then let's help do something for Build CMH.
Right.
What I especially like about the river, because when I first got to town, regatta, there was nothing on the river. And it struck me as odd, especially looking through the history of regatta, where there are all kinds of, you know, the first hydroplane was the guy made up and down the coast and stopped here, and all the things on the river. And we used to have, you know, the ships. There'd be a special ship in town. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of it. And then 5 years ago, 8 years ago, I don't know, they started the boat parade.
Yep.
And I was like, that's what it should be. We should go down there and celebrate, not be 12 blocks away with our backs to the river. So this was just, to me, another way to tie in that we're Rivertown. There it is, right in front of us.
I might have some gillnet boats ready to race next year.
I was going to say, I'd love to bring back the boat racing.
Yes.
Because I've seen the pictures of that. I mean, and that just looks, because there's sailboat racing too, right?
They do the regatta. So there is Thursday and Friday night. And I think this Thursday we got a little foggy for them. But they did race on Friday night. So that's a great
thing.
During the Admiral's reception, you can step out and see the sailboats in the river. But yeah, I think those gillnetters are ready to race again in 25.
There was another event that they used to do way back, a tug of war.
Really?
Tugboat tug of war. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That would be fun. I wonder if we could get the bar pilots to tug with their yellow and orange boats.
Right?
I don't know. Probably like somebody would be, what? You're going to blow our engine? Or
I know, right?
But,
yeah.
Right? The idea of it.
But the competition side might get people going.
Right? Yeah. You could little side bets or wear whatever color you think will win. I don't know. That would be great to bring back. But I'm very excited for the gillnetters, and I think they're very excited. So we've got like 10 boats saying we'll do it next year.
That would be great.
So, splitting your time, how do you get that sense of self in both communities?
Well, here I can relax a little more. Waco to Boise, it's a much bigger city. Both of our daughters live there. My stepdaughter Haley lives there, our grandbaby. So you get into immersed of more of their lives there. And then when we come back here, it can be more me and Tyler time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do your kids feel any connection to here?
They do. My youngest, who had the baby, she lived with us for the first 2 years. So when Millie comes back, she's like, I grew up here, honey. I'm like, you're 4.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yes, you did. These are your roots too, which is so fun to have her have a little posse of friends when she comes here to play with and get the wiggles out. And then, yeah, my girls love it too. They come here to spend time. My oldest, she's married to a gentleman from Seattle. So his friends come down and go surfing. So they stay at our house and go hit surfing and things that I never have done here. These kids are just jumping in.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Anything?
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
Were we ready for your magic question? But you always end on that, so we should jump the question. So besides some of the things you've mentioned, what are some of the secret places in Clatsop County that you love, activities that you do, whether it's kayaking, hiking, or surfing?
Well, I've done something only once and will only do it once. I climbed the column one time. I'm terrified of heights. So you won't see me dangling from a zip line or anything like that. I think you guys are great, but don't dangle. That's another flatland North Dakota person. We don't dangle. We are both feet flat on the ground. But we do have a 32-foot Ranger tugboat. And so my husband and I love to get on the boat. It's a little smaller. We sleep on it. We can take it to St. Helens and spend the night and then go under the bridges in Portland and come back. So we do 2 or 3 nights overnight on the boat. And that's so wonderful.
So the magic question before we went on the air, have you ever swam in the Columbia River?
Not even one big toe. Nope. I get cold. I don't believe them. They tried to tell me it was 70 degrees in the river, and I don't believe that for a minute.
I heard that. But the woman who said that, I remember, she said, until there's a wave. And she says, then you feel the cold water that comes up with it. But the very top, she said it was 70 degrees.
Wow. Wow.
But also, I think that was like a month ago.
Well, they were predicting
when it was like
that.
90 out too.
Yeah,
right?
They were predicting that in August if the heat would have like probably continued. And there's a great show on Disney Plus right now. If you, The Woman in the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about Trudy, the first woman who swam across the English Channel. Mm. Great movie and so inspiring. Millie watched it with me the other day.
Oh,
she's like,
I love it.
They got to swim because of her. Girls got in the pool because of her. And I thought, oh, well, we're inspiring them to swim. Maybe Millie will be a swimmer. I don't know.
But especially here, she'd only be encouraging under safe.
Yes.
In
yes.
her life vest.
Yes. Training at the Aquatic Center. Yes. 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 And so many of our swimmers trained there. And that was what was so neat to meet the people who run the Aquatic Center. We're standing on the side of the river with us, just waiting for them to cross. And the proud of the community, not just a person in the water, but all of their support is so neat.
And how long did it take them?
Again? About 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay. Yep. So you were on the start side and then you drove across?
I was not on the start side. Okay. I was awake at 4 a.m., but I was not on the start side. I came over about 7:30 to help set up the welcome party.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so early.
It is so early.
So early and so long.
Especially after a boat parade and a land parade and a, you know, Admiral's reception Friday night.
All the things.
Yeah.
So even though we're a year away from the next regatta, if somebody wants to get involved in that, how do they do it? Because we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I want to make sure we get plenty of plugs in. And if somebody wants to support CMH, how do they get involved?
Yeah. I love our website. We have a really great website, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere. You Google Astoria Regatta, we are there. And send or, you know, wherever we're hanging out, you see any shirt, ask someone in town. I mean, I think that's the most important part is if you have a passion for it, get involved. And when I started my businesses and my husband's, we get involved and, you know, stop and ask. And with the hospital, I mean, there's so many different ways to get involved. You know, you can support a swimmer. You can just buy a brick. We have a new brick program coming out. So for $250, you can do a brick in memory. I did meet the sweetest lady and she's like, my mom was born here and she's 91 and I'm going to put her birthday on a brick.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, how cool is that?
And where are the bricks going to be?
They're going to be where the labyrinth is.
Okay.
So it'll be probably the last thing built once the hospital is here, because we do have to make room to build all of that right there. But yeah, it'll be in the labyrinth. And then there's a bench option. You can get a bench for $5,000. You can put a $1,000 big plaque, pavers, any price point our community can help support, we have.
Okay.
So you've mentioned a few times, but I don't think we ever actually heard, what is your business?
Well, I owned a gas station for 7 years. I had a Chevron in Boise.
I love it.
I know, right? And yeah. I hate to pump gas. I love Oregon. Don't ever change that law full time. And then my husband and I, we have an ATM company. So we work at banks and we put new ATMs in and there's a merger. You see it turns green the next day. Well, that's what we do. We put the surrounds and if one gets broken into, we replace them or if they're upgrading.
If I'd had 1,000 guesses what the business was.
Yeah. Gas station owner, ATM. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, wouldn't have done it.
Right.
So, Michelle, so the final question, what keeps you here?
Ooh.
Or keeps you coming back here?
Well, the community. And it's a little cooler. Boise was 113 when I left, and it was 66 degrees here. And I'm a cool girl. But really, it's my friends, like the people we choose to be around. We get to choose where we are, and you choose wisely where you feel the most fuzzies.
I love that. Well, excellent. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate all that you're doing for our community and all the aspects. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your brightness and your positive personality to our show and to our community.
Thank
glad you.
Glad you
found us.
Me too.
All right. Thanks for listening. Go make some history and we will catch you next week.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.